After a few moments, they could hear steps outside and then a knock on the door. Then Dan, yelling for her to open the door. She yelled back no and that someone was with her.
Okay, Dan yelled in a high-pitched voice. I'll slash your tires.
He ran downstairs, and Arctor and the girl watched through the broken window together as Dan Mancher, a skinny, short-haired, homosexual-looking dude waving a knife, approached her car, still yelling up to her, his words audible to everyone else in the housing area.
I'll slash your fucking tires, and then I'll fucking kill you.
They bent down and slashed first one tire and then another on the girl's old Dodge. Kimberly, suddenly aroused, sprang to the door of the apartment and frantically began unlocking the various locks.
I gotta stop him. He's slashing all my tires. I don't have insurance.
Arctor stopped her. My car's there, too. He did not have his gun with him, of course, and Dan had the case knife and was out of control.
Tires aren't... My tires!
Shrieking, the girl struggled to open the door.
That's what he wants you to do, Arctor said.
Downstairs, Kimberly panted. We can phone the police. They have a phone. Let me go.
She fought him off with tremendous strength and managed to get the door open.
I'm going to call the police. My tires. One of them is new.
I'll go with you.
He grabbed her by the shoulder. She tumbled ahead of him down the steps and he barely managed to catch up. Already she had reached the next apartment and was pounding on its door.
Open, please, she called. Please, I want to call the police. Please let me call the police.
Arctor got up beside her and knocked.
We need to use your phone, he said. It's an emergency.
An elderly man, wearing a gray sweater and creased formal slacks and a tie, opened the door.
Thanks,
Arctor said. Kimberly pushed inside, ran to the phone, and dialed the operator. Arctor stood facing the door, waiting for Dan to show up. There was no sound now, except for Kimberly babbling at the operator, a garbled account, something about a quarrel about a pair of boots worth $7.
He said they were his because I got them for him for Christmas, she was babbling. But because they were mine, I paid for them, and then he started to take them, and I ripped the backs of them with a can opener, so he...
She paused, then nodding.
All right, thank you. Yes, I'll hold on.
The elderly man gazed at Arctor, who gazed back. In the next room, an elderly lady in a print dress watched silently, her face stiff with fear.
This must be bad on you, Arctor said to the two elderly people.
Oh, it goes on all the time, the elderly man said. We hear them all night, night after night, fighting and him saying all the time he'll kill her.
We should have gone back to Denver, the elderly lady said. I told you that we should have moved back.
Ah, oh, these terrible fights, the elderly man said, and smashing things and the noise.
He gazed at Arctor, stricken, appealing for help, maybe, or maybe understanding.
On and on, it never does stop. And then what is worse, you know that every time...
Yes, tell him that,
the elderly lady urged.
What is worse, the elderly man said with dignity, is that every time we go outdoors, we go outside to shop or mail a letter, we step in... You know, what the dogs leave.
Dog do,
the elderly lady said with indignation.